uptake, I am also a vampire. A relatively recent life change. It happened only about 1 year ago. I'll spare you the gory details, but one night I was a mild-mannered accountant with a heartbeat, and the next night, I wasn't. Oh, I was still a mild-mannered accountant, but the heartbeat was long gone. I took it well, I feel, or as well as one can handle such things. I attempted to go hunting and feed. However, while I might have been a fearful predator of the night, I still chafed at the idea of physical violence. I can't even watch a slasher film without covering my eyes. After a few failed feeding fiascos left me leaning towards starvation, I opted to use a different set of my skills to secure sustenance. John Smith, as I will call him here, was a local hospital director that had paid me to cook his books and keep his failing enterprise above water in previous years. Generally, all criminal activity gives me ulcers, but the cause of keeping a hospital afloat allowed me to feel that the karmic scales balanced out. After my life change, we struck a new deal. I would offer the same service each year in exchange for the opportunity to purchase my dinners of choice from his blood supply. The rest of my lifestyle adaptations were fairly simple. I began having files delivered to my home so I could work on them at night. I refitted my refrigerator for a predominantly liquid diet, and I resumed my life as it was. I was even able to continue indulging my penchant for fine cheeses, despite what voluminous lore had told me. Without being crass, let me simply say an undead body handles normal food as a human one handles gum. While not built for nourishment, it is capable of disposing of such materials. A fact that was far from the first discrepancy I'd uncovered in my cinema-based education. Perhaps if I'd had any true friends or family, the transition would have been more difficult. However, that was not a burden with which I had been shouldered. My life was just as gray and dull as it had been before. In a way, that was the most difficult part, going from the thrill of something new to the dreariness of the old. I suppose a part of me had believed the Hollywood hype about vampires living, in a non-literal sense, of course, adventurous lives filled with sex, danger, and riches. My own undead experience had been somewhat less thrilling. I've spent ample time raiding the video stores in my town, and I must say I have yet to uncover any tales of vampires whose own lives continue so perfectly parallel to their days of breathing in sunshine as mine has. I would have taken great comfort in such a film. It was that nagging sense of disappointment that toiled away in my subconscious, and it was the need for something, anything really, to be different, that prompted me to make such a dangerous decision. I was going to my 10-year high school reunion. Now, I know that this must seem like an impulsive and idiotic idea, and in truth, it was. I saw that clearly when the invitation arrived. I recognized it, analyzed it, and cataloged it in my mental filing system as I had done with everything else in my monotonous 28 years on this earth. This time, though, something caught on the corner of my cranial cabinet, and I saw an opportunity. Here was a chance to take a risk, albeit a small one, and do something that qualified as unsafe. Whimsical, even, if one discounted my previous analysis of the situation. Before I could talk myself out of it, I mailed my confirmation reply and booked a non-refundable ticket to my hometown of Kent, Idaho. It was only later that I realized the flight was scheduled during the day and was therefore useless to me. But the grandness of the gesture remained poignant, and I resolved to attend my reunion anyway. Some 3 weeks later, as I packed up my supplies for the weekend to come, I began to wonder if other vampires felt skittish before seeing people who had known them in life. The only other vampire I had ever encountered was the one who turned me, and he was gone before I awoke. I prowled the darkness at first, hoping to find others of my kind, but after a few movies depicting the vampire political system, I started staying in more. I didn't really have the constitution for such constant subterfuge and